بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد وبارك وسلم. This is the Sharaf Awajada Sheikh Hazrat Hakim Muhammad Akhtar Saab Rahmatullah Alayhi. The title is Baghi Rabat Ki Kali. Hey Buri Ye Gali Bar Gai Be Kali Ey Sakhi Mein Chali Meri Toba Bali ہے بری یہ گلی بر گئی بے کلی اے سخی میں چلی میری توبہ بلی تو ہے گو من چلی مد کا کلبلی سن رہے دل جلی باغ رب کی گلی تو ہے گو من چلی مد کا کلبلی سن رہے دل جلی باغ رب کی گلی پھولے مر جا گئے چندنی ڈل گئی اپنے انجام بھی کہہ گئی ہر کلی پھولے مر جا گئے چندنی ڈل گئی اپنے انجام بھی کہہ گئی ہر کلی بے نشا ہو گئے ہر نشا قبر میں خاک چانی مگر کیا ملی بے نشا ہو گئے ہر نشا قبر میں خاک چانی مگر کیا ملی رس بری آنکھ تی زلف کالی ملی ہاں بلا بھی مگر اس کافی ملی رس بری آنکھ تی زلف کالی ملی ہاں بلا بھی مگر اس سے کالی ملی رس بری آنکھ تی زلف کالی ملی ہاں بلا بھی مگر اس سے کالی ملی میرے دنیا فانی میں ہر سو ملی بے کلی بے کلی بے کلی بے کلی میرے دنیا فانی میں ہر سو ملی بے کلی بے کلی بے کلی بے کلی میں بتاؤں کہ دنیا میں شے کیا ملی کوئی مجنو ملا کوئی لیلہ ملی میں بتاؤں کہ دنیا میں شے کیا ملی کوئی مجنو ملا کوئی لیلہ ملی ہاں مگر اہل دل ایسے خوش بخت ہے جن سے اختر مجھے راہ مولا ملی ہاں مگر اہل دل ایسے خوش بخت ہے جن سے اختر مجھے راہ مولا ملی، بے نشا بے نشا ہو گئے ہر نشا، قبر میں خاک چانی مگر کیا ملی، ہے بری ہے گلی بر گئی بے کلی، اے سخی میں چلی میری توبہ بلی، ہاں مگر اہل دل ایسے خوش بخت ہے جن سے اختر مجھے راہ مولا ملی. بسم اللہ الرحمن الرحیم، الحمدللہ وکفا والسلام علی عباده الذین اصطفى، اما بعد. This very beautiful honorable bayan of our illustrious Dada Shaykh Hari Billah, Rumi Waqt Tabrizi Zamana, the Mujaddid of the Zamana, the reviver of this time, Hazrat has put this beautiful poem in which they are great advisors. Allah Hazrat has put this bayan in poetic form to give us more enjoyment and to make us realize reality. Hazrat is explaining here with regard to either two sisters or two friends, that we know how we pass our youth and our young days of ignorance and stupidity, and then a person even becomes more stubborn and thinks he's enjoying himself in that way. But when one of you, one of those friends, just get the taste of these Mubarak gatherings where the real enjoyment of life lies and start realizing, now if you are a true friend or you are a true sister, then you will be worried of your other sister. So Hazrat is telling here that how these two sisters, the one realized that the life we were leading of unmindfulness and thinking of entertainment, pleasures, watching movies, playing games, going to clubs, etc., she realized that there's no enjoyment in there. There's only misery and there's only depression, etc. So immediately she tells her sister, Bagh, Rab ki gali. And this is the sign of true friendship, and this is the sign of true brotherhood. When you really love one another, then this is what you will encourage one another. And not just encourage, you will force one another. That Bagh, run now, run towards the alley of Allah Rabbul Izzat. We are running in the alleys of Shaitan, and we thought we're getting enjoyment. Oh my sister, I realize that that alleys we are running to, there's no enjoyment. Run to this alley and see what's the difference between the earth and the skies. Here you'll see real enjoyment. Here you'll come to reality. So she says to her sister very beautifully, Hey buri ye gali, bar gai be kali. Don't you realize that alley that we are going through is terrible? We were going to the clubs. We were going to watch movies, all other so-called entertainment. In this time of the year, going to this resort, that resort, and we thought we're enjoying. Now I realize that's a terrible alley that we are going to. And what has that caused to me? Bargai bekali. Now restlessness and uneasiness has increased in my life. Where outwardly it looks like pleasure and enjoyment, there's no enjoyment and pleasure. So yes, beautifully she's enlightening and encouraging her young sister that you also run in this direction. Don't run, carry on running in that direction of Shaitan. Shaitan fools us. Zuyyina linnas hubbu shahawat. Allah Ta'ala says that Allah has just beautified outwardly to test us. And Shaitan also, he beautifies the bad actions of people. And he makes them think that they're doing something good. وَهُمْ يَحْسَبُونَ أَنَّهُمْ يُحْسِنُونَ سُنْعَ. They think they are very doing good achievements. We are going for sports. We are going now for belly dancing, etc. We are going to this resort. He says, no. All that has increased what? You increase your restlessness. Eh, sakhi, me chali, meri toba bali. He says, the innocent sister of mine, that you are so innocent and unmindful. You don't realize that I am going. If you don't want to listen, then I am going away. And this is the true sign of friendship. That you explain to your friend, you encourage him, your own sister, tell her what great force
Then if they don't want to listen, now you depart and you move to different path. You come to the right way. And as our Hazrat explains and our Dada Shaykh used to explain, that one is that the da'wat you give somebody verbally, and one is the practical da'wat which has got more effect. That your sister, your brother don't want to listen, they still want to watch sports and movies, you move away. Even in the same house, don't sit at that place. Don't sit in front of the TV. You go away. Let them call you a spoil sport. Let them tell you what they want to. You move, like she's telling her sister, that Mary Chali, I'm going away. Why? Mary Toba Bali, I realize. I came in the company of the friend of Allah. They opened the eyes of my heart. They made me realize. I thought that now this is the only entertainment, but I see day I'm getting more jealousy, more hatred, more restlessness. Now I realize when I came here that the right road is the road to Allah. And what will open that door to the road of Allah? Just make tawbah. Realize that I'm wasting my life in the wrong things and worse in haram things. And Allah Ta'ala is so kind. All Allah Ta'ala wants that deep regret in our heart. That, oh Allah, how I wasted my youth you gave me, the prime of my life. I'm wasting it on the sports ground. I'm wasting it in a club. How stupid I am. Now I realize that the tawbah of mine is very excellent and beautiful. It has just changed my direction now. Now I got no more interest in what you are going through. So, oh my sister, you realize this. Otherwise, tu hai go manchali, madhika khalbali. That you might be like you're not interested in listening to me, or you think that I'm a stupid and idiot, like some friends will say, oh, you are a spoiled sport, or you don't know what life is all about. So you might think, like it happens in many homes also, the one sister will tell the other sister, you're just trying to act pious, etc. But she's telling her sister, there was great love and kindness, that you are so innocent, unmindful, don't show that you're enjoying yourself, because I know you're not enjoying yourself. Don't outwardly show that you're having fun in your life. You're having no fun. Sun rahi e dil jali, baag rab ki kali. That you might be listening also, but remember, my heart is burning for you. Realize what I am telling you, that run to this alley the alley of Allah. Allah who gave us our life. Allah who is the creator of enjoyment, entertainment, pleasures. All these artificial things which Shaitan beautifies, there is no entertainment, there is no pleasure in there. If you really want peace and happiness, run to the alley of Allah Rabbul Izzat. And that is, start making tawbah, come to the gatherings of the pious servants of Allah. Then see how you'll enjoy performing salah, making tilawat, making zikr. Till now you're not worried of that. Now Hazrat gives a beautiful practical example for us to understand. Phool mur ja gaye, chandni dal gaye. He says that look at all the flowers that came out blossoming. How long were they blossoming? Just a few days, and then you see those flowers that were looking so beautiful, they all became dry, they died out. So he says exactly, if you're going to waste your youth in all that, our Hazrat in another poem says so beautifully, kal naksha cha jawani ka, aaj hai lakab nana nani ka. That yesterday you thought you are a very handsome young boy, you are a very pretty young girl, just standing in front of the mirror all the time. That is just for few minutes. Just now people will start calling you a nana and a nani. You will forget where your youth gone to. And even so, in your youth, if you think you're enjoying, Allah sends one storm, Allah sends one thunder, and then see what strikes you. And then see what happens to you. You're going on a world cruise, and you think you're enjoying yourself. One storm comes, and young boys, and Allah Ta'ala says the real reality will come out on the day of Qiyamah. يَوْمَ يَجْعَلُ الْوِلْدَانَ شِيبًا. When you see young boys, young girls, they will become like old men in a split moment, literally old. So all this fun and entertainment won't give you enjoyment. It will just make you like how the flowers are just, all that buds that came out so beautifully, now they just die down. The beautiful 14 moon, how long it lasts? 3-4 days it lasts, and then the moon starts withering away. So exactly Hazrat is explaining, your youth also is going to wither away very quickly. And today we see youngsters, young boys and girls hardly saw life and they say, we're tired of life. No, come in this alley and you'll see you'll never get tired of life. Because the real enjoyment is the connection with Allah Ta'ala. Hazrat says, when you just look, take a lesson from all the beautiful flowers that just now it was there 2-3 days, it died. The sun was shining, beautiful. After that, where you saw it disappeared. So this is what it's giving us. It's giving us a lesson of our end result. Apna anjaam bhi keh gayi har kali. That this bud is telling you of your end result. They don't think you in your prime of your life, you in your youth. And like it is said, jawani majnuni hai. That when you in your prime youth, you like a mad person. You want to drive a smart car, you want to wear this kind of clothes, brand names. All this is telling us our end result. How those flowers were looking so beautiful, where's the beauty of that flower? Totally lost. But that person who gave his youth to Allah, Allah will keep him ever fresh. He'll become like an old man, like we see the mashayikh. The older they get, there's more noor, splendor on their beautiful faces, on their bodies. They got more eagerness to get closer to Allah. So Hazrat further mentioned, Be nisha, ho gaye har nisha. Yesterday you thought you were somebody people are looking at, and you were in splendor, that you thought, I'm Mr. Somebody, I'm dressed like this. Hazrat says, wait, tomorrow you'll see there's no sign of you. Just now, either you'll be, your youth will be lost in this world already, and reality today is the time where grandfathers are burying their grandchildren already. So don't think we are young and we still got time to play. There's no time to play. Hazrat says, kabar mein khaak chani, magar kya mili? That now your body will be placed in the cupboard. That young boy, that young girl, placed in the cupboard, and sand will be thrown back onto you. Your reality. But what will you get in that cupboard? If you didn't prepare, then there's disaster there. If you prepared, that cupboard will be a beautiful garden. This is the garden you have to run to. Run to the alley of Allah Rabbul Izzat, that is these beautiful majalis. Then Hazrat gives a beautiful example that you think what these Maulanas are talking about. They don't know that girl got splendid eyes and she got black locks, etc. Hazrat says, Razbari aanki, zulf kali mili, ha milabi magar usse kali mili. That yesterday you thought her eyes were very shining and very splendid and she had beautiful black locks. But what did you really get? That you'll find if she's gone in the cupboard, even a more darker place. Then where's all that beauty of the eyes, the beauty of that locks? Will all you'll be now with snakes and scorpions. Allah Ta'ala save me, all of us. That bekali, may batao ke dunya mein shay kya mali. Hazrat says that all these buds that came out, now they are all dead. Let me tell you what you really got in the enjoyment of this world. Koi majnu mila, koi leila mila. Ha magar ehle dil aise khush bakte. That people who are running after this world, either illicit love affairs, or either sports, or either cars, whatever, a mad person, a mad woman, a girl, she got some majnu, some mad man. For a few days they were going out and then swearing one another. Well, a boy running behind a girl, he got some leila. And for how many minutes? Few minutes there and then fighting like cats and dogs, and running to another person. Hazrat says, if you run to this alley, which is that alley? Magar ehle dil aise khush bakht hai. The people of hearts. Who are the people of hearts? Who got the creator of our hearts in their hearts? That is the Allah Wala, our honorable illustrious Sheikh, this beautiful majlis, the friends of Allah. If we come to this gathering, that we also want to know the road towards Allah. Take us into that alley and take us out of the alley of shaitan. Hazrat says they are so fortunate and honorable people, and these are fresh and healthy people, that what you will get here, Hazrat says his own experience. He was a young man, 17 years old, and went to spend company in the company of a sheikh that was 70 years old, in a village, a Pulpur, and not for 1 or 2 years, 17 years he spent. And Hazrat says, what did I get? Jin se akhtar mujhe rahe maula miri. Hazrat says that, O Akhtar, telling us all, that what did I get from these honorable people who called Ahl-e-Dil, the people of the heart? They taught me the road to my Creator. That is the best road, the road of enjoyment, entertainment and pleasure. It is the road to Allah Ta'ala, which Allah has brought us here. We make dua, Allah take us into that road through the barakat of Allah.
Bismillahirrahmanirrahim. Nahmaduhu wa nasalli ala rasulil kareem. Amma ba'd. The next chapter, Ruh 22, Abstaining from Sin. It is of vital importance for the believer to abstain from all sin. This is essential for developing one's iman. Sin darkens iman and creates weakness in the iman. On the assumption that there will be no punishment for sins, then too it is necessary for the believer to abstain from sin. For sin is disobedience, which is the cause of Allah Ta'ala's displeasure. No man wishes to displease even a worldly benefactor. The favors of Allah Ta'ala on man are innumerable. Allah Ta'ala is man's greatest and true benefactor. How can the believer then displease him? Besides this consideration, there is also the danger of punishment for the commission of sin. Such punishment may be both in this world as well as in the year after. One form of worldly punishment is that a man given up to sin engrosses himself fully, body and heart, in the world. To such an extent, he becomes frightened of the akhirat and he hates it. He loses firmness of iman and the heart. The believer should therefore not venture near to sin, no matter what type of sin it may be, whether the sin pertains to the rights of Allah Ta'ala or the rights of creation. Various types of punishment for different sins have been mentioned in the hadith. There are a few hadith I mentioned. Hazrat Abu Hurairah radiallahu anhu narrated Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, when the believer sins, a black spot forms on his heart. If he makes tawbah and istighfar, the black mark is removed and his heart is purified. If he increases his sin, the black mark increases. This is the corrosion of the heart spoken of by Allah Ta'ala in the Quran Majid. Hazrat Mu'az radiallahu anhu narrated Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, guard yourself against sin, because the wrath of Allah Ta'ala descends in the wake of sin. Anas ibn Malik radiallahu anhu narrated Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, should I not show you your sickness and its remedy? Your sickness is sinning, and your remedy is to seek forgiveness. Hazrat Anas radiallahu anhu narrated Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, the heart becomes corroded by means of sin. Its polish is istighfar. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam also said, man is deprived of rosy and sustenance because of the sins which he perpetrates. Hazrat Abdullah ibn Umar radiallahu anhu narrates that once 10 of them were in the company of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam when he said, I seek the protection of Allah Ta'ala from 5 things which may overtake you. When immorality becomes rampant in a people, they will be overtaken by epidemics and such diseases which never existed before. When people are involved in giving short way and measure, it means cheating in their businesses, they will be overtaken by famine, hardship and oppression of the authorities. When people stop paying zakat, rain is withheld from them. If it were not for the animals in their midst, nor would they have fallen rain for them. When people violate pledges and promises, Allah Ta'ala will overwhelm them with the enemies from other nations. Thus the enemy will take by force their wealth. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala protect us from all of these evils.